Yeah, welcome back to the Dog Pound Report. We're joined by former Ohio State star, former NBA star, Brad Sellers. No, he's not here to break down the Browns defense this year. No, he's actually here to talk a little Cavaliers. Mike Pettine this week was asked about Matthew Dellavedova, who's become the huge star all over the country, and asked him what kind of a strong safety he would be. And he said 6'4", 200. I think he'd play more down on the ball this week.
He's so gotta get up close.
He's a big guy. So we're going to get Brad's take. Obviously, now they're going back to Oakland, game five. Changes for game five, are we going to see more than seven guys in the lineup? That was the huge factor in game four.
Well, there's no question about it. And going into game five, you know that we have to mix it up. I mean, we cannot play the same way that we played in the first three games. The problem is that if you play seven and they're running 10 or 11 at you all the time, it's going to ultimately wear you down. And so I'm expecting a major change in the philosophy today.
Seems like their role players stepped up in game four. Our role players did not. What do Cavs have to do to get J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert going?
Well, you know, you got to change up the philosophy. So here's the story. So you've got to get guys going. You need J.R. Smith's production. And so you've been bringing him off the bench in this timeline, and it has been in very limited production results. And so now you might have to mix it up. You know, you may see J.R. in the lineup. You may not. You may see him going two more often than it is. We've got to find a way to keep this team fresh and alive. And when it's not alive, I think you get the results that we got the other night.
All right, so we know that the Warriors have shown all their cards. We had a chance to talk a little bit about this before we got on the set. They started Andre Iguodala, and that was his first start of the season.
Right.
Does David Blatt have cards left that he can play that the Warriors haven't seen and throw a little bit of a wrinkle into this series?
Well, we absolutely do. I think Golden State has showed you their entire repertoire. They have no more that they can go to. You know their entire story. For us, we've got other additional weapons that we have not used. Mike Miller, Sean Marion, Kendrick Perkins. So they are valuable entities because they have been at this level before. This is not a new type of game from the championship series. It's not new to them. We've got to find a way to extend our ability to play. And in doing that, you're going to have to use additional people. And you just can't continue to show the same hand that we showed the other night. And I think that was probably some of the lesson that we learned that night.
When you're relying on guys like James Jones and Matthew Dellavedova at this point in the season, and Matthew Dellavedova kind of came out of nowhere, he was a sensation. But now there's a seven-game series, they can study him. Can he bounce back after he struggled last week, or do the Warriors kind of have the book on him at this point?
Well, here, he can bounce back. The issue is just what you said. We have tape on you now. And so we know some of the things that you want to do. So now we have to sprinkle in other things and change it up just a bit to allow you to have some success. Some of the things we can do, we can change the defensive philosophy. One of the things I want to see this team do is come out and really start chucking people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you start running off screens, I'm gonna put some body on you.
Yeah.
It's like the Browns. I'm not going to let you keep running to the place you want to run. And these are the things that Golden State has no idea how we're going to come at them. That's the one weapon that you have. Because at this point, you're just trying to steal a game. You're just trying to steal one game, not three, just one.
Yep.
As a former pro, and you hear this all the time, oh, LeBron had a bad game. Did he really? He had a triple-double almost. He was assist shy of a triple-double. He's had a phenomenal series. You're not going to get that kind of LeBron again. And everyone's like, oh, Iguodala shut him down. I think it was more LeBron was off a little bit than it was in shutdown. I mean, come on, tell us what we're missing in this.
So, you know, I call for the Cavaliers. And so the thing that we have noticed over the course of this entire season is that when LeBron has had an off game, the very next game has been a major performance.
Oh, yes.
And then you trickle in the fact that when he has an extra day of rest, it has been a major production here. And so I really personally am expecting tonight for him to have some phenomenal output. But not just him. I'm really looking for JR to get uncorked.
He's got to.
And I know in my conversations with the guys on this team, Sean Marion, Mike Miller, and Kendrick are salivating to get in this
healthy
game.
Healthy and ready to go.
Get in this game.
Brad
exactly.
Sellers, thank you for breaking it down. Appreciate it. I hope you're right. This guy's as confident as all three of us on the set. He's like, they're going to win.
I like it. Let's do it.
Thanks, Brad, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Much more to come on the Dog Pound Report after this timeout.
When we return, we bring you our social post of the week and look into the future with our weekly predictions.